Napanood akong intro, I'm sorry. Anyway, hi and welcome back to the fourth... welcome back to my podcast anchor link thing profile. I don't know what this is called. Welcome back to the Anchor app or Spotify app. Kung saan ka man nakikinig or something, I don't know. Oh, this is so awkward. Every time I start a podcast, I still don't know what to say. Anyway, I'm gonna start again. Bye. Hi, and welcome back to the fourth episode of my podcast, Comeback. So, I'm gonna start off with a short story. When I was in college, I'm a Thamasian, by the way, a graduate of travel management. I'm part of the CTHM family, College of Tourism and Hospitality Management. I graduated 2015, so yeah, I've experienced a few setbacks. Anyway, so back then, in college, at that time, I didn't know what I wanted. At that time, I didn't know what job to pursue. I just knew that I wanted to travel, that's it. So around my third year in college, I've decided to pursue becoming a flight attendant. Because almost everyone wanted to become one, it's like the ultimate job. So, ever since we were freshmen, our professors already warned us. Well, not really warned, but like, our professors told us to have less expectations because not everyone will be a flight attendant because of certain body requirements such as height and health requirements such as you have to have, I believe, 20/20 vision, and not everyone has that. So when I graduated, I really thought that I've had it all planned out. I was in a happy relationship with my boyfriend back then. Hello, if you're listening. Hello, ex-boyfriends, and to all the boys I loved before I. Ako ay dalawa lang naman sila. Anyway, I have a great family. I have friends supporting me. Even the family of my ex-boyfriend was very happy for me and they were helping me. Thank you so much. Everything was going really well until life happened, until life hit me with a ton of bricks, a ton of opinions, a ton of words. It started off as pressure because I felt like everyone is expecting me to have a job right away. I went to a few airlines, obviously did not pass because of my height. I'm only 5'1", so there's that. And I think that when my professors told us that not everyone will be flight attendants, they also meant like not everyone will get what they want, because in life you can't have everything. So yeah, after that pressure, I wanted to please everyone. I wanted to make everyone proud, which is impossible. It's an impossible task because everyone is a lot of people. Everyone is a lot of people with different beliefs and rules. And whenever we have gatherings, people would always ask me, "Oh, Camille, where do you work now?" And whenever I say that, tita, I'm still looking, ganyan. People would tell me their opinion. You see, I welcome constructive criticism. It's okay. I really do. Especially if they offer help. Thank you to those titas and titos who helped me before. I am forever grateful for you. However, there are times that I felt a little bit overwhelmed because I listened to so many opinions. And take note, I wanted to please everyone, and everyone has their own opinion. Again, everyone is a lot of people. I listened to a mixture of good and bad opinions. Some of them were, you know, good. The kind of advice that's tough love. And some are just low quality, BS, never helped me grow type of quote-unquote opinion. And some of them galit pa. Some of them were angry. I don't know why. Anyway, so I think the moral lesson of my story is, I'm sure I'm not the only one who experienced this. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who has the same experiences as me. Is to never please everyone. Not everyone is your friend. Not everyone cares. Not everyone believes in your potential. Not everyone will support you. Not everyone believes that you're special. But stick to those who do. So if you need a few months to figure out what you want, go for it. Give yourself what you need. People are gonna judge you, whether you do a good job or a bad job. They are gonna criticize either way. Your mental state is more important, and please remember that people pleasing is not going to get you where you want to be. I learned that the hard way. It took me a few years to learn it. So if you just graduated, get out there and see what the world has to offer. I mean, your course may not be aligned with your future job. It's possible, because I never thought that I'd be a part of a marketing team. I thought kailangan aligned ganun. I thought it should all be planned out. I mean, it's nice to plan things. It's a good idea to think ahead. But please remember that you get to enjoy more, you get to enjoy your journey more if you learn as you go, if you learn and plan as you go. I mean, if you have a list, you can tick the boxes one by one as you go, as you experience it. What else do I have to say? I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope I shed some light. That is always the goal. And I hope I motivated someone, especially if you just graduated. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for the night. Good night. This is Camille Jasmine signing off. Till next time. Bye-bye.